Coming up on Broadway Radios this week on Broadway, we talk to David Lefkowitz of Total Theater Productions and his upcoming show, Shalom Dammit, which is playing here in New York in a couple of weeks. Peter went to the New York Musical Theater Festival and covered a bunch of shows there. Michael talks about a 1972 film called Cabaret, which you might know of, which has been restored at the Museum of Moving Images. We talk about some recordings, Merrily We Roll Along and A Grand Night for Singing at Bucks County Playhouse. There's lots of other stuff, so please take a listen. As a special addition to this morning's broadcast, we're joined now by David Lefkowitz. David, is a whole theatrical playhouse within himself. He runs Total Theater Productions. He also runs a radio show called Dave's Gone By. He's a writer. We've known David for years of writing about theater on the internet and various other sources. And he has conceived, co-written, and directed a show called Shalom Dammit, which is coming to New York the 31st and the 31st, the 2nd, 7th of August?
It's just the 31st through the 12th of August. It's two full weeks.
Okay, 31st through the 12th of August. So, David, welcome. Thanks for stopping by and talking with us.
Thanks so much, guys. And it's been a pleasure knowing you all in different various, well, not various forms, but various media. I remember when Peter was a monitor lizard. It was really amazing. No, but...
I'm still a single-celled organism. So.
Are you really? That's great. So thank you for having me on the show, and thank you for letting me talk about it's Shalom Dammit. I want to work with you on this. Shalom. Try it.
You're talking to three Gentiles. We're doing the best we can.
It's a goy fest, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but I don't know about James, but I grew up in New York, so I can do pretty well.
He's honorary. Yeah.
I dated many Jewish girls.
Really?
Yes.
But my sympathy. No, I kid.
So, yeah. So, Dave, it's been a few years since you left the Eastern Shores to head out to Colorado. Tell us what's been going on.
Well, Colorado has just been a joyous thing for me. I've lived in New York all my life, lived on Long Island, worked in Manhattan, of course, and then it just got quite a lot to take. I mean, I think after a while, New York gets to everybody, and either you succumb and you know, triumph, or you have to get out for a bit. And so I was in a lucky sort of a way. My wife got a wonderful teaching job out here at the University of Northern Colorado. She's a gerontologist. And so since I was doing mostly freelance stuff and a lot of things on the internet at that point, I could just move. I could go with her, and did, and she's got the job. I started getting involved with the university here. I've taught playwriting, and since, you know, I'm still a cheap New Yorker, so I was like, I can get a free degree here at UNC because my wife teaches. So I grabbed another master's degree just last year in theater education.
Oh, wonderful. Good.
Oh, that's great.
So and as part of that, they allowed me to not only direct a piece, but write a piece and directed, and that spun into Shalom Dammit, An Evening with Rabbi Saul Solomon, which I first did here in Greeley, Colorado as a workshop, brought it to New York in March for a few performances just to get its feet wet, as it were, wet with borscht, and now we're bringing it back in just a week to really put it out there and have the rabbi do his thing.
How do you workshop a seemingly cultural Jewish project in the middle of Colorado? Is there a big Jewish audience there?
There is not a big Jewish audience.
So you got to come to New York and go to the Second Avenue Deli and get some things going there, right?
The Second Avenue, I mean, maybe Eichler's Judaica.
Yeah.
Scream at cab drivers on the street. Get the real New York Jewish feeling in you. But the odd part is, and the wonderful part is, when I first moved to Colorado, northern Colorado, not even Denver, or Boulder, I was like, well, we don't know anybody here. What are we going to do? The first thing you do when you move to a new town, and this is probably the same as it was in the Old West 150 years ago, you know, the settlers move in, and they find the preacher, and they find the church. Well, you know, we said, okay, let's find our synagogue. We did. And they were the ones who said, okay, we'll take you shopping. We'll show you around. And, you know, my wife and I are not remotely religious people, but you go for what you know.
Yeah.
So they were very helpful. And ironically, not really ironically, just coincidentally more, we live about 500 feet from the Greeley Synagogue. Just worked out that way. And so a few of those people came to the show. There are some other Jews teaching at UNC. In fact, my musical director for Shalom Dammit is Richard Shore, a Harvard-educated musician, by the way, with a doctorate from Boston University. Very funny man, very talented man, and he's the musical director for the Performing Arts School at UNC, and he's coming out with me again to New York to do the show with me, because he's an integral part of it. He's playing, backing me up on the songs. We sing the encore together. It's a lot of fun.
Great. So I just want to tell our listeners that Dave also produces a radio show and a podcast that you can listen to and download called Dave's Gone By. You can get to that at davesgoneby.com. Is that correct?
That is correct. Davesgoneby.com is the website for the show. And actually, when you want to listen to it, you listen through the university, because that's where I do it, on Saturday morning. Or actually, in New York time, it would be noon to 3 Eastern time on uncradio.com. It's 3 hours of talk and humor and a lot of music, and we do a weekly theater segment that I'm very proud of. So, yeah, give it a listen. Dave's Gone By.
Great. So should we talk to the rabbi for a second? And could he give us a rundown of what we can expect to see for those 2 weeks at the Arias Theater?
Okay. I'll get him. He's coughing up some phlegm at the moment, but I think he'll be listening in a moment.
Excellent.
Shalom. Shalom. Good morning. Shalom to you all. It's wonderful to talk to you. Please, I'm here to answer anything that you wish.
So tell us about the show. Why would you come to New York to do this?
Why would I? Where the hell am I supposed to go? Peoria? Of course I'm going to go to New York. You know where the people are. And we had a wonderful reaction back in March. We did the show for handfuls of people. Now we want two handfuls. We want a scoopful of people coming to the Roy Arias Theater, 300 West 43rd Street. It's right on 8th Avenue. You cannot miss. Well, if you're blind, you could possibly miss it. But everybody else, you shouldn't be able to miss it. It's right there, 8th and 43rd at the Roy Arias Center. It's wonderful. Please come.
Tell me about the music that's in your show. What can we expect to hear?
Well, the songs back up what's in the show. Kind of like my colon backs up what's in me after I've eaten at Chipotle. So there's songs like When Jewish Is What You Are. There's Yeshiva Boy that opens the show. It tells all the little intricacies of being Jewish, all the good stuff and all the bad stuff. I mish them all up. I try to rhyme them. You know, it's like you've heard of finishing the hat. This is finishing the kippah. That's the yarmulke for people.
Now, Levi's Bread was very famous for you don't have to be Jewish to enjoy. So I'm not Jewish. Do I have to be Jewish to enjoy your show?
It would help. But
No.
It couldn't hurt.
We have had Mormons at the show. We've had black people at the show. Everybody gets the jokes. The whole point, and I say this early in the first act, they say, I want to talk to all of you mano a mano and include you all in, no matter what your background happens to be. So it doesn't matter. You could come from China. You could come from the middle of Second Avenue. You're not going to be lost. You'll be sometimes upset and perturbed. There's some darker material, but you will not be lost. I promise that.
Rabbi, I don't know if you're aware, there's a show currently running in Manhattan called Old Jews Telling Jokes.
This is not waiting for them to be so old they die and I take one of their places because I can do the work.
How old are you, in fact, Rabbi?
Oh, I am 50 years old. God, Hashem. I sound like a 90-year-old, but I'm only...
You do.
Yeah, it's part of the culture. Did you know Rain Pryor, the daughter of Richard Pryor, is going to be doing a show called, Fried Chicken and Latkes?
Yes.
So there's a whole pervasive Jewishness coming back to New York. Well, no, you know, I think that's a nice thing. For so many years, theater, Broadway, off-Broadway, not that there's anything remotely wrong with it, but every other show is gay. It was gay this, and Mama, I'm coming out, and Mama, I'm going back in the closet. Mama, I'm hanging myself, I'm gay. Oh, Mama, I'm thrilled, I'm gay. I'm going to put on women's clothes. every other show you're watching. And in the days when you used to have Neil Simon on there and Menasha Skolnick and Molly Picon, they're gone. They're history. So wouldn't it be nice to have a little bit of it back, or at least combine it? Have a show where it's like, oh, mama, I'm eating chicken soup and I'm gay. Well, wait, that's Harvey Fierstein. I guess it has been done. But
yes, yes.
Perhaps you should take this opportunity of the resurgence of being Jewish into creating a Rabbi Saul Solomon CD. The Rabbi Saul Solomon sings the hits, and you could sing, Jason Robert Brown's show the last 5 years got the Shiksa Goddess song, and and Bill Finn's Four Jews in a Room Bitching. You could do that all, and you should incorporate that into your show.
I am trying to get an album's worth of material. I'm trying to only do the good stuff. I mean, I could be, as other people have done, to just kind of take popular songs and chew them up, as it were, and make them a little cute and a little funny. But I'm trying to do something a little more with a bite, a little more with an edge, as it were. And I want to get enough of those so that I can put them on a CD and then maybe sell like 3-4 copies. It would be exciting for me.
It seems like Rabbi should be heading to the West Coast, Hollywood. It seems like that's where your bread and butter would be best, isn't that?
Well, I'm accepting all offers at the moment.
But aren't there more Jews in New York than there are in Israel?
Oh, I believe there are even in Florida than there are. In fact, it's a rather odd fact, but there's more Jews in the Bahamas. There may be more Jews in Sweden at this point than there are in Israel, because who the hell wants to be in Israel all the time? It's hot, there's bombs, but other places are okay. So as far as the West Coast, totally. I mean, I've gotten 3 movie offers in the past week. I mean, they were direct-to-video porn, but I'm thinking about it. I am.
Well, you let us know how that goes, okay? We're going to switch back to talking with Dave, if he's around. Is he around, Phil?
Dovid, you there? Okay, Rabbi. Ah, great. I hope the rabbi was not too controversial for a Sunday morning for you guys.
Well, I see that in some of the reviews for your show in March, the word naughty comes up a lot.
Well, yeah, he can be. I mean, there is material in the show. I mean, it starts out, you want to get the audience on your side, so you do a lot of cute, sticky, sort of old Jews telling jokes things to make everybody laugh and feel comfortable. And then there are elements of the show that are political, and there are elements of the show that are dark and that deal with some of the darkest issues and toughest issues in Jewish life and Jewish culture. And we don't shy away from them. And so, once everybody's in the same ballpark, then we can start hitting the line drives, as it were.
Well, great, Dave. I'm looking forward to seeing your show. We're coming up. You mentioned it was at the Roy Arias Theater on 43rd Street and 8th Avenue.
Correct.
So we'll
and Brown Paper Tickets is the place to get tickets. BrownPaperTickets.com.
Uh-huh.
May I give the phone number, or is that enough?
Please. No, absolutely.
1-800-838-3006. 1-800-838-3006. We're playing 9 shows a week, so everybody has a chance. We've got matinees on Wednesday, Saturday, and early matinee on Sunday. We got a Sunday at 5:30 for people who don't want to get home too late. There's no excuse. You have to go see the rabbi. It's like people corralling you in Salt Lake City and bringing you into the Mormon church. You have to go, whether you like it or not.
You're having a Saturday performance?
Oh, I know. On Shabbos. Well, I don't consider it work. We're not allowed to work on the Orthodox, but this is not work. This is play. This is joyous. It's Rabbi Saul Solomon. What can be better than that for a Shabbos?
Absolutely. Well, Dave, thanks so much, and we look forward to seeing you here in New York. And we'll have links to Dave's website and the show and Brown Paper Tickets and things like that at our show notes as well. So, Dave, thanks so much for joining us. We'll speak with you soon, okay?
See you in New York. Thank you so much for being so gracious and having me on the show. Have a great one.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
You too.
Shalom.
Shalom.
All right. So I guess that's about it. I want to remind everybody that you can subscribe to these podcasts by going to the front page of BroadwayRadio.com. And there's a subscribe button. That way, each and every time we have a new episode of This Week on Broadway, it'll be automatically downloaded to iTunes for you. That way you won't miss anything. You can also listen to This Week on Broadway through the Stitcher app. That's for your iPhone, your iPod Touch, Android devices, your BlackBerry. You can listen to us on the fly. You can also listen to us on Broadway World Radio, Wednesdays at noon, Thursdays at 7, and Saturdays at 2 p.m. If you do, can you do us a favor and leave us some feedback on iTunes? Because feedback on iTunes is very helpful for us to get the word out and develop new listeners. So on behalf of Michael Portantier and Peter Felicia, this is James Marino saying thanks so much for listening to Broadway Radio's This Week on Broadway. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.